Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a six-minute walk test on Sean, S-E-A-N, Johnson. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 5-10-23, Mr. Johnson performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 96%, period. He achieved 485 meters in 6 minutes. The saturation remained 96%, period. Nupagraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Paula Curtis-Byrne. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 5-10-23, Mrs. Curtis-Byrne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the onset of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-21-22, there's been no significant change, period. Nupagraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Walty, W-A-L-T-E-Y, Surrett, S-U-R-R-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 5-10-23, Mrs. Surrett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-1-22, there's been no significant change, period. Nupagraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Laura Grayley, G-R-A-Y-L-E-Y. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA. On 5-10-23, Mrs. Grayley performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 94%, period. Patient paused at 2 minutes and 40 seconds due to dyspnea, resumed her walk at 4 minutes and 55 seconds, period. She did achieve 189 meters, and her saturation was 92% at the end of the study. Period. Nupagraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa Laro. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5-10-23, Mrs. Laro performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a very severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to prior study data 1-17-23, there's been no significant change, period. Nupagraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Sue Taylor. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA. On 5-10-23, Mrs. Taylor performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 424 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 96% at the end of the study, period. Nupagraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lynine, L-Y-N-N-I-N-E, Webb. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 5-10-23, Mrs. Webb performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-18-22, there's been no significant change, period. Nupagraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Timothy Allen. On 5-10-23, Mr. Allen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Nupagraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period.